Good morning, everyone. It's Melanie. It is Sunday, June 14th. Just remembered it's a good friend of mine. It's her birthday today. I need to make sure and send her a text at least. Should probably call her, though. It's interesting how texting, it used to be email, and now it seems like it's texting, has sort of taken over as the popular or most frequented use of communication. Sorry, I'm not making a lot of sense yet this morning. Mode of communication. It's still early here, y'all. I'm on my first cup of coffee. Thought I would come outside because it's relatively quiet out. It's about 6 o'clock in the morning here. I've been up since 5. I just didn't sleep well last night. Okay, so let me back up. For those of you who heard my day 13 audio boo, I accidentally deleted it without intending to delete it, but it's gone. I talked about that my mom is in the hospital in intensive care on a ventilator. She was found unresponsive and not breathing yesterday. They really did not know, or they still don't know, what exactly happened. Now, my mom has a lot of chronic health conditions, so it's not as though it's completely out of the blue, but she's been pretty stable for a while. So it was surprising, to say the least, but they ruled out stroke, and they ruled out an embolism or blood clot in the lung. They're thinking maybe it was a seizure, possibly, but they really don't know. They just know that because she wasn't breathing, the carbon dioxide level in her blood was extremely high, and it was really iffy there for a little bit. But I am very happy to report that she slept comfortably through the night. All of her vital signs are good, and she's stable, and there isn't any change, at least. So she's okay right now. She's still in the ICU and she's still on the ventilator. I'm going to go to the hospital this morning. Probably in a couple, 3 hours or so, maybe, when the doctors typically do their rounds on Sunday mornings, I'm told, so that hopefully I can catch the doctors there. Mom is sedated heavily, so she's not able to communicate. But they do that because they don't want her to try and pull out the vent tube, and it's very uncomfortable, so it's just better for the patient to keep them sedated. So that's really the where everything is right now. Oh goodness, I'm still trying to wake up. I woke up this morning. I just couldn't sleep very well because I just was so worried about Mom all night. And so I was up and down a lot. And then finally at 5, I just got up and called the hospital to check on her. And her nurse then told me that she did pretty well last night. And so I made some coffee, and I've been sipping on my first cup since. And but yeah, so I've been listening to everyone's posts and really enjoying. Seems like Audio Mo brings out such interesting creativity in people. It brings out a lot of, what's the word I'm thinking of? I'm trying to articulate what I'm thinking. People tend to get more open, maybe. I don't know if it's the right word. They tend to talk more about themselves and their lives, I think, and I don't know if it's because during audio mo, you start looking for things to talk about. Because about halfway through, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I'm starting to think, okay, what am I going to do today? What am I going to talk about today? So those people who are doing the social media week themes, I think, are onto something, because you have something in your head already that you can sort of work around. I didn't go that route because sometimes I just feel like doing something different. So in any case, so this is my post for day 14. Again, not anything spectacular. I'm not doing any boss jock today. I did, last night, after I got the kids to bed, I was on the computer looking for music and sound effects that I could use, and I decided to download Audacity. I don't know if anyone uses Audacity or not. I know it's, because it's free, it may not be the top of the line or what have you. I've had people recommend to me to use Studio Recorder or Amadeus, or and I don't have a Mac. I don't know if they have Amadeus for PC or not, but then there's, what is it, SoundForge, Goldwave. So in any case, Audacity is free, and until I really get going, you know, if I really take off with audio editing and production, I really don't want to invest very much money. Now, I am interested in doing a few things. I would like to upgrade my phone, possibly, or I'm sort of starting to think about getting a separate recorder. I don't know yet. I really don't know what my best option is. I don't know anything about recorders. I've heard people talk about Zune and Olympus. The other thing I think I would like to do is get a good microphone. And when I say good, I don't mean top of the line. I mean, you know, under $100, because I can't put a ton of money into this until I know that I'm going to stick with it. Because I tend to pick up hobbies quite easily, and then I let them go sometimes when I find something else. But I am having a ton of fun with this so far. Right now I'm just messing around with Boss Talk, but I'm having fun scouring the internet for sound effects and music, and I find that I could listen to sound effects for hours. That's crazy, isn't it? I'll just find a website and just keep clicking on different sound effects and listening and thinking, oh, I wonder how I could use that and mix it with that and create this. And, you know, I know there's so much more to this than what my little feeble brain is comprehending right now. But I really would like to learn audio editing. I'd also like to learn about broadcasting and or podcasting. I'm really interested in doing a show of some sort, but I have no experience in either mode, and I don't really have any ideas about what I would like to do, except that, I take that back. There are a couple of ideas that I have that I don't know if they're noteworthy or not. The one idea is I'm very into natural living, I guess I would say, where, I like more, I don't know, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, I think, so, you know, I like my essential oils and natural house cleaning and stuff like that. I also would like to see a blind women's podcast, like a round table. So let me hear your feedback. I'm running out of time. I'm going to close now. I'd love to hear from you guys. Let me know what your thoughts are on any or all of this. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers about my mom. And I'll talk to you later. Until then, have a good day. Goodbye.